You know what time it is right now. Time for me to share with you some sounds. Yeah, you know it's test time now. Check 1, 2, 3, won't you check it out? Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know. Musish is the show brought to you right now, you know.
Hello. Can you hear me? Is this the right mic? Oh, I hope so. If not, this mic will always do, you know. There we go. That's the one. Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to Musish, the show that's playing right now. The show that they let me have for some reason. What was it? It was training. Who am I? Cronfused. And what are we listening to? CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. Thank you for tuning in on what is turning out to be quite a sunny day, quite a nice day. Had a few lie days recently, which are very upsetting, which is to say they lied to me about it being cold and I wore pants and I shouldn't have worn pants. I'm sorry that I'm bringing this up. This has nothing to do with the episode. It's just fall weather confuses me because I'm a northerner. Who am I again? Like I said, I'm Cronfused, a.k.a. Silly Vanilli, a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust, a.k.a. your mom's best friend, and I'm here to share with you a bunch of fun tunes for the next hour. We're going to make some up in the middle, just like that intro song was made up as usual, and then we're going to take you through a theme and see how you feel about it, see how I feel about it. If you want to have a song on the show, please feel free to reach out to me. My email is cronfused, C-H-R-O-N-F-U-S-E-D, at gmail.com. And I'll put your songs on the air. I'll even write a song about whatever you want. Send me a voice memo. Send me a lyric. Send me a title. I will improvise a song on that. People have had songs about their dogs, about fairy queens and knights and their honeybee steeds. We've had songs about wizards. The possibilities are endless. It's music, y'all. That's how she goes. Anyway, this week's theme was inspired by a podcast I was listening to. Because that's all I do, it seems, is hang out with wizards and listen to podcasts and make fun radio. I'm kidding. I do a lot. I have a full life. Don't at me. I mean, do at me with your song ideas. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, the theme of this week's episode is The Other Woman. The podcast that I was inspired by was This American Life. They had like a cute sort of mixtape themed episode. I urge you to check it out. We have a clip from it in this week's episode. But it got me thinking that there are a lot of different songs about the other woman and being the other woman, and not all of them are negative. Not all of them are implicit. Some of them are sort of like a fleeting mention that this love isn't actually based in a healthy place, or the foundation isn't one of quote-unquote virtue. But that it might still be something really rather beautiful, you know? So, I really hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you take away from it what I'm trying to put out there. And so let's just get right into the music, shall we? Enough of my nonsensical rambling. Starting it off, we have Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes from their Live Under the Great White Northern Lights album. I know I'm not the only Canadian who totally stands this album. I love the White Stripes. I have since before this tour, but when they went on their huge like cross-Canada tour, I was a wee young lass of like 16, 15 maybe, and I was waiting outside to try and get a good seat in the bleachers of the arena they were playing in Yellowknife up north where I'm from. And their tour manager came out and gave everyone, like the first 10 people in line who'd been waiting for a few extra hours, floor tickets. So I ended up getting to be in the front row. And I just love Jack White's commitment to Americana, to American music. And I think it's very, very cool, very groovy. And this, their sort of breakout debut song, like obviously everyone knows Seven Nation Army is like the classic, but this one really sort of broke them out of the underground. It really just, it's a little tiny nugget that lets you know that either Sarah is stepping out or the singer is stepping out or someone is seducing someone and it's not quite stable, and I kind of love it. And then we have Illusions by Gavin Turek. I've been playing a lot of songs off this Madam Gold album in recent shows, so you know it's amazing. You know you should check it out. And if you haven't already, why not? She's bringing back disco. She's bringing back glitter. She's bringing back that be-your-own-superhero vibe. And I love everything about it. So check out Madam Gold by Gavin Turek. And this song that I'm playing, featuring, is Illusions, which is basically kind of like the I don't care what you do if you're good to me sort of vibe, which is, you know, person-to-person, relationship-to-relationship, that's all it really comes down to, right? And then we have the classic, the queen, Dolly Parton's Jolene, you know, begging, pleading, don't take my man. This is also a little bit of a nod to the White Stripes because they covered this song quite famously. But I obviously couldn't put their version on because Dolly is the queen. She's Dolly. Come on. Like, she's not just the other woman. She's that woman, you know, which I love that she took the perspective of sort of the more shrinking person. And also, like, is she in love with Jolene? Yeah? No? Anyway, we'll find out. And we'll talk some more about some other songs, have that clip from This American Life, and much more after this. Thank you for listening to these songs. Thank you for taking a little time out of your day with me. And remember that while we're here, wherever we stand, I personally am on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. But wherever we stand, there were people here before us who are stewards of our homes in time in memoriam. And whether you're a settler, indigenous to that land, or have come here by other means, it's always good to be mindful of that as you move and play and grow in these spaces, and try and do what you can to do it all as gently and mindfully as possible. And sometimes that includes being the other woman. So let's listen to that playlist and let's get on going, shall we? Here is the White Stripes, Fell in Love with a Girl, here on Musish, CITR 101.9 FM.
Fell in love with a girl, I fell in love once and almost completely. She's in love with the world, but sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. To turn herself out too far right, I said I must be fine. My heart's still beating. Come and get some other people's sight. Mama said if I don't consider it cheating. Red hair with a curl, man, the roll for the flavor and the eyes for peeping. Can't keep away from this girl. Two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do with it. My brain knows that love is fleeting. So looking for something new. Said it won't be born, but it bears repeating. I
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I can And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
There have always been songs about cheating spouses and their lovers. When women sing them, they tend to be from the point of view of the disappointed and hurt wife. In Dolly Parton's unforgettable Jolene, she begs a woman not to take her man. In Shirley Brown's bluesy, confrontational Woman to Woman, Shirley lets the other woman know she's not letting her ruin her happy home. But how happy can your home be if you have to call another woman and tell her it's happy? Songs like these made the other woman a villain with a capital V. Those songs weren't for me. I was more interested in auntie songs, the songs from the point of view of the other woman. They were what women in the wrong corner of love triangle sang about finding good love in the middle of bad decisions. They were old-school soul and R&B hits that our mothers, aunties, and older play cousins used to listen to, with shining eyes and faraway expressions, holding sweating glasses of drinks that were off-limits to us kids. We were too young to be singing those songs, but we felt their power anyway. We heard the longing in the singer's vocal acrobatics, and it moved us, even if we weren't sure why. We'd hear them on the radio, played during every quiet storm, sometimes with dedications like, "From Denise to that special someone, she says you know who you are."
Hello, and welcome back. I am Cronfused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a. the weirdo they let on the mic for this show, which is Musish. Thank you for tuning in. Right now we're listening to songs about the other woman. That was a little snippet from This American Life, one of my favorite podcasts. Definitely suggest you check it out. Before that, we had Dolly Parton's classic, Jolene. And before that, Illusions by Gavin Turek and Fell in Love with a Girl by The White Stripes. Generally, we take the middle little chunk here to do an improv about a listener suggestion, but we don't have a listener suggestion this week. So we'll just improv about, I guess, the other woman, shall we? Like, why not? Let's do it that way. Check, check, 1, 2. Test, test. All right. I think if I was to do another woman jam, it should be kind of slow, right? A little slow, maybe a little sad. Thank you.
But you gotta see me behind the closed eyes. Doors, you know I've been weaving your lies. And so I cry every single night, every time. I try and catch it, it happens, why? They look at me out the corner of their eye and say, oh, she's not the type, she's not right. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. Come on back, I say relax. Do you have the knack to take your power back? You can't control how people go about their business, but you got to ask, what is this doing for me? Can I even sleep with myself at night? Oh yes, well, do they treat me right? I can get behind polyamory most any time, but infidelity, well, no, no, that don't suit me fine. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. Don't take my word for it, give it a try. To step out on your woman partner guy, it don't matter if you feel really bad. I just hope that you don't blow up everything you had. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. Another and another and another, yet still, when you gonna stop the till? Gonna keep breaking it up, tingling, dripping out your cup. It overflows, all the tears and all the sorrows you caused by fucking it up. Yeah, why you got to cause so much stuff? Keep it in your pants, everybody got the chance to romance. I say, oh, oh, okay, maybe it's not infidelity if you communicate. Hey, that's great, just take a break from monogamy. It's not the only loving recipe.
If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one. If you're the other one, there's always another one.
Thank you. That was an improvised jam about infidelity in various different forms. And we're going to keep moving right along with our other woman-themed playlist here on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio. Here on the traditional and unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. While we're at it, just a reminder that the arts are back, not in full force, in a trickling force with safety in mind. And with that in mind, please go out and support the arts. There's the Rio Theater, there's the Rickshaw Theater, there's Red Cat Records. They all need your support. Local businesses need you the way that I need you to keep listening to me. I'm like Tinkerbell, but for attention. I mean, I guess that's exactly what Tinkerbell is. Anyway, next on the playlist, we have SZA, who we all love. We all know, like, who doesn't love SZA? I truly hope that when the aliens come that they find SZA first, because she's better than us, like, truly, in every way. Like, and when I saw her perform this song on SNL, obviously I wasn't there in person. I'm me. I don't have this jet-setting SNL IRL life. I saw her perform this song on SNL, and I became an instant fan. I think it's a really beautiful, sort of bittersweet anthem to the idea of sharing a love and being okay with that. And I think the bitterness comes maybe in society's view of it, or like feeling like you're relegated to the weekend. But the elation in her voice and just the sort of soulful, loving tone of the whole song make it seem very sweet to me. After that, we have Your Best Friend with Kiana Lade and Kehlani. If you remember back to my queer love episode from Pride season, Kehlani featured on that doing a, you know, sort of lesbian love song. And this I kind of like because it's like a very sexy, naughty, you know, again, kind of creep-in infidelity sort of song. But like, you don't usually hear this from a queer perspective. So I think it's really refreshing, and it makes it just that much more genuine. The video is also quite tantalizing, so I very much suggest you check it out. It's a spicy. And then we're ending with, I think it's almost, I would say it's a titular song of this episode, The Other Woman by Devendra Banhart. Sometimes, you know, the other woman is not who you expect, doesn't come in the packaging you expect. And sometimes the shame hoisted upon the quote-unquote other woman stays with them beyond her time with your man. So these are all very important things to think about. It's also interesting to note that Devendra Banhart has often said that his musical persona, or his performer's persona, is that of an old show lady, like a retired showgirl who's now very old, which I think is very beautiful. And if you've ever seen him live, you'll know he definitely embodies that. Anyway, so let's continue on with this music. Like I said, enough of me, more of the tunes, starting with The Weeknd by SZA here on Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discorder Radio.
Take Wednesday, Thursday, and just I'm in the mood for a little bit more, yeah. I mean, I'm saying what kind of these is 2 days. I need me at least by 4 of them, more of them, more. You on me, on us, just tell me you want me, yeah. One day, and I'll be at your door, ready to take a place, ready to give you what you've been missing on weekdays, what you've been waiting for. 10:30, no later than, drop them drawers. I know what you want. My man is my man, is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is my man, is your man, hurt, that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied through. You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend, okay. Make her lose his mind every weekend. You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send him my way. Think I got it covered for the
my head down. I'm on
Hello, and we are back. I'm gonna just do a quick little loop-a-loop and a goodbye to you. We'll see what comes out of it, shall we? Let's keep it a little more on the weird side. No theme, no nothing. Let's just go for it, shall we? Anytime I try and make a song, you know I'm gonna make a mistake. But it's musical skydiving, yes, that's how you win the race.
Give me a break, I make mistakes, at least I took the risk.
give me a break, I make mistakes, at least I took a risk. Give me a break, yeah, I make mistakes, at least I took a risk. What the hell is this? You dismiss me without even listening. Well, hey, you know that's risky to just go out and diss me. If you took a minute, maybe you'd get into it. See, it's never finished if it's spontaneous. At least I'll get it right. Give me a break, I make mistakes. At least I took the risk. Give me credit, I might mess it up. I took the risk. Give me a break, I might make mistakes. At least I took a risk.
Okay, thank you. That's it. That's all. That's muse-ish music that we made together today on Musish. Thank you. I'm Cronfused. Up next, we have Radio Dave, Dave Radio, the wonderfulness, the program you all know and wait for. Every Friday, it's next. All right. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening to CITR. Please enjoy your day, your weekend, and your time, wherever you are. And until next week, stay inspired.
For a time and we can move. It just feels like I waited for you to let loose. I'm thinking back, searching for a lover and finding a spark.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
This Christ anointed the greatest of all time, though disappointingly fated to fall in line. Finally promoted, highly devoted to going in the game with the right words. Diagnosed with a hopeless condition in the psych ward. Those MDs who locked me in an empty room should have known better in a galaxy of EPMDs and MF Dooms. None glow brighter than Lil Ghost Writer, hooked on herbaceous substances, growing a book longer than the Cretaceous. These utterances flowing, unctuously posing the sycophants, psychopompous. These posers claiming they get it, this bizarre poetry starring nobody. This Emily Dickinson knowingly relaying his glittery wisdom, elastic, plastic, this activism for the limerick, slippery thick, icicles piercing this inner plenum. Around the heart of this night court, this courtly night, lobbing tennis balls through the menacing halls to the babe's delight. These piglets, depraved as vices vicious, this avarice avaricious. These gold chains, this grill, three coats of paint and this still radiates his cryptic graffiti, this wall, imploring its interpreter to mediate for this royalty all, divvying up the moieties, his gall, slicing the baby in half in the bath water, enticingly shady, this backpacker at Atwater Station, a father on vacation from the fam, on the lamb. This godly glowing verbiage among the foliage, vivid this verdure, sniffing this air pure oxygen from the Lil Ghost Writer concert, tossing and turning in the waterbed awkwardly. You doubt my soldiering forwardly, room foul from the moldering of old things, you cowards folding as abnormally, I drew towering word.